Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be his best words from Rabbi Tzvichiu. Nishmas, Rabbi Sester Bas Shmuel. Chevet Yochevet Fege Bas Michal Yus Basia. For Shlem Sach Shechol Yisrael. The Rambam of his Tshuva 3:2 and 3 writes, every person has merits and sins. Somebody whose merits are more than his sins is a tzaddik. His sins are more than his merits, he's a rosha. His 50-50 is a benoni. And the only person, the only one who knows how to judge this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He knows how to weigh merits against sins. And just like we weigh a person's merits and sins when he dies, so too every year we weigh each one, the sins of each person together with his merits, and the Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah. Somebody who's a tzaddik is inscribed for life, a rasha for death, and a benoni waits till Yom Kippur. The tshuva, life, not death. Ad kan divrei Rambam in the four summon. Alecha Mishneh writes, Yom Tamerak, you lost a tshuva, my nechtam lemisa. Omechtza, omechtza, I understand. If he didn't do tshuva, why is he doing, why is he nechtam lemisa? He's 50-50 still. I'm talking about a benoni is 50-50. Rav Chesed, Mata Klapei Chesed. Kadosh Baruch Hu is Rav Chesed, so he has to weigh it in favor of the Chesed. Vatirtzu Bazeh, that says Lecha Mishnah, that Kash was already answered. They didn't do Tshuva, that's an Aveira. And that's what weighs him down. It's still difficult to understand if the Yom Shel Aseres Yemei Tshuva are days that are special for Tshuva. Still, all year long there's Mrs. Tshuva. And even if a person pushes off Tshuva the rest of the year, he's got an Avera. Like Rabbeinu Yonah writes in Shari Tshuva. If a person's Misacher, Yichba Me'olav Ma'od Einshe B'chol Yoyim. So, definitely the Mechza Avonis and Mechza Zechuyos, including the Mechza Avonis, is this sin. So why is he sealed for death? In other words, we're talking about a person who's 50-50. So Lecha Mishnah wants to say it's 50-50, but what tips the scales that he didn't do tshuva? No, that he didn't do tshuva is included in the 50-50. That's included in his sins. Not doing tshuva is a sin. Why does he dafka if he does tshuva, do any mitzvah? Famous kasha. So we're going to go on the derech of Moreno Hagoyin of Chalab Zetzal. It's up to Gemara in Rosh Hashanah of Yudches Omed Aleph Omer Rav Shmuel Bar Inya Shmei Derav Minayin Gzar Din Shel Tzibur Sheinai Nechtem. How do we know the Gzar Din of a Tzibur isn't sealed? Einai Nechtem, for the Gemara, it's not sealed. Aksiv Nechtem Avoyneich Lefonai. It says that your sin is Nechtem with a Chaf, is stained in front of me. So you see that it is sealed. El afal gav shenechtam, even though it's sealed, nikra, it's ripped up. Shenemach Hashem elokeinu b'chol koreinu elav. It was like our God, that whenever we call out to him, he listens. So merely he rips up the gzal din. V'aksiv, tilshu Hashem b'yimatzoy. What do you mean b'chol koreinu elav? It says only God's around, seek out God when he's around, not b'chol koreinu, only when he be matzah. And it's the Gemara, hacha b'yachid, when's be matzah? B'yachid. Hacha b'tzibur, b'tzibur is b'chol koreinu elav. B'yachid emas, when is he b'yachid? Amar Rabba Baravua. These are the 10 days of the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. That's when he's around. So we see that those milos that a tzibur has all year round, a yachid has an Aseres Yemei Tshuva. And the Mela, we understand that if we want to be Oymed in the Mela of these days, we have to look at the Koyach of a Tzibur, and then we can understand the Koyach of a Yochid in these days. L'chayla, it's hard to understand the Gemara's Kasha. It's not Nechtam, it's not sealed. It says Nechtam Avoynech Lefanai with a Chof, it's stained in front of me. Even though a Nechtam is with a Ches, sealed and stained are two different words. What's the Raya? Nechtam L'chud V'Nechtam L'chud. Nechtam with the Chaf Lechud and Nechtam with the Ches Lechud. So their essen and their loisaseis, and they're also different in their kapara. If a person's oivan on an essay, he gets immediate mechilev. They're in a loisasei, tshuva toilev yom kippur mechapir, ba'oifin, shal essen, eno zakuk liyom ha-kippurim. The mitzvah says, you don't need yom kippur, you get immediate tshuva. Loisasei, there's no kapara without yom kippur. The chamo, seif simen taru, brings the name of the Rambam, shkages gimel yud, yom kippur is only mechapir on the shavim, who believe in the kapara. That if a person is mevayit by Machashi, believer, what's Yom Kippur going to help? It's not mechapir. Ayin shom. We have to understand, we pass like Rabban and Rebbe, that Yom Kippur is mechapir even without tshuva. And tshuva is not easy, because the Rambam says you have to be oizev esachet, yisir machshavto, yigmar b'divah shel aseihu od, yisnachem, regret, remove from your mind, decide you're never going to do it again, until God testifies you're never going to turn to this sin. If he doesn't believe, that he did proper tshuva, for that he's going to be called Eino Mamin B'Kaparosoi. Person thinks tshuva is so hard and I wasn't doing a proper tshuva, that means he's not Mamin B'Kaparosoi. So you could say that we're talking about a Mun and Yom Kippur B'Chlau. He doesn't believe that this day is Mechaper. It would appear that there's more to it. The whole difficulty of tshuva is because a person is not mamik enough in the milas hayom. And if a person would see the mile of the day, it would help us come closer to tshuva. The bechin of neshama with the guf requires that the neshama should be present and also the guf. When there's no neshama, there's no life for the guf. And when the guf stops working, the neshama returns back to its source and is not mischaber to a guf treifa, because a guf is a kli for the neshama. Without this kli, then the neshama can't dwell in the guf. And so too, the yachas, the relationship between the vitality of the life of all the worlds, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with the worlds, we have to be me'oirer and to be mamshich, the chiyus of Hashem, for all the worlds. And that's done by Kiyum Mitzvah Seif, Tavkid Mitzvah Seif, to be mamshich Hashem's chiyus in all of the worlds and in the people who are mekayim them. Lefi erech hazrizus ha'ava v'advekus beis ha'kiyum. The more ava and zrizus we have, dvekus, we have mekayim mitzvah, the more godliness comes into the world, more chiyus in people and in the world. And if the person is not mekayim mitzvah properly, then there's a diminishing of the revelation of the chiyus of Hashem and Ahavoya. And also it's required that the complete existence be a kli and a mishkan for shechinas uzoi. The kodesh chiyusoi shel zeh miyuraden aloysa say that we have to, it's required that all of the reality, all of existence should be fitting to be a kli and a mishkan for Hashem's shechina, for His holy vitality. And that's what loysa says. Therefore, if we're careful about loysa says, not to be over, then existence is bishlemus. And if we're over, then we make the havoya, we make existence pogum, and we break it, and it becomes a treifa, she'eino kli la'shchina, it's no longer a kli for the shchina. So the mitzvah say, bring down Hashem's vitality, and if we do loisa says, chas v'shalom, if we're over, then Hashem leaves, it's pogum. It's not a kli anymore for the shchina. That's the reason that on mitzvah say, when a person does tshuva, he gets immediate kapore. Loisa say, you need Yom Kippur. The person says, over, and I say, so when he doesn't do a loisa say, so he didn't impact all of reality, he didn't corrupt himself, he didn't destroy himself, he just caused a hismaitus, a diminishing of the gilui of Hashem in the world. And therefore, if we do tshuva shleima, and when it's gagea b'gaguyim al yonim u'kavel on ourselves from kano l'haba, yasifu kodesh b'shmiris mitzvah sese, u'b'diktukam v'zuzum v'chibuvan, so that these gaguyim are megale k'voidu yizborach and mukarev Hashem to the world. So that's what you got to do. You just have tshuva, m'mela, these gaguyim bring the chiyus of Hashem back into the world. We fix the lack of the kiyum of the mitzvah's essay. Like came to Lysis say every Aveira is Pogim, a whole Havoya, all of existence. It's a Baal Mum, it's a Taifa. And we need a new Yetzirah, and a new Yetzirah's Havoya. So that's why you need a Yom Kippur. That's Mechadish, the world. And everything is Kakot and Shenoyland. Not only Adam Mavado, Kol Havoya Kulan. With this, we can understand the difficulty of Tshuva that appears to the Choyte, Shein Beyodu, Vel Shuso Lashuv, and Achnu. So we're people of nature. We don't see above nature. We don't see supernatural things. So since our soul feels that in order to chew from say you need a new creation, because every avail of say was mashchis, destroyed, corrupted the havoy existence, and it made it a chreifa she'ino chaya. So we don't have an our vision, an our view. We can't envisage a way of tshuva, because it's above nature, and we just see that we were putting in the world. Our neshama knows that, and that causes yeyush from tshuva. However, if we understand the gadlus hayom, that it's creating things from anew, creating things anew, then we're not misyayish min tshuva, and it wouldn't be so difficult. That's the inyan. Now, without emun on Yom Kippur is not mechaber, because as long as it's not mitsuya to us, the possibility we don't see, we don't illustrate the possibility of chidush yitzira, but yitzira lan or oifin of sharos the tshuva, and therefore. That without a moon, Yom Kippur is not mechapil. Because if we don't really see that Yom Kippur creates a new reality, then we're not going to do tshuva. For mamik b'mahusayom, and we understand that Yom Kippur creates a new reality, that we can do proper tshuva. So now the guide select to the union of nechta ma'ovin with a chof. That the MS, who in and nechtam, nechtam with a chaf, with a stain, is the same as nechtam with a ches, which is sealed. Because what's sealed? What's nechtam? How's that like nechtam, which is stained? What's pshat in shemaim? The chasim al anir. The chasim is that the aveira makes a stain with a chaf, the person who did the aveira. And there's no difference between the person who did the aveira and the kesem. The kesem, this stain, is makifim, surrounds him and penetrates him, to the point that the over aver and the kesem are one. Kulu kesem havoya shekol zman shu nimtza is kesem. So it's all a stain on reality and creation. And if we want to wash it off, you have to remove it. It's a kesem, that's in chsima. Chsima tzil. Tzachdom, it's a stain. That's what happens when we sin. It makes a yichi, you have a beautiful white shirt, and then all of a sudden, boom, the chrein falls on the shirt, and this ugly red stain. So at Sibor, even though they reach the point of kesem with a chaf, with a stain, even though it was nechdam with a ches, it was stamped, was sealed. So it's ripped up, a whole Kareinu Eila, but a Yachid, if he did an Aveira of Nechtam, with a Chaf, so there's no way for him to come to Tshuva, because he's Kulei Kesem. Besides the Seiros, he made Tshuva, between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Every Yachid can be Masik Bechinas Tzibur V'nam L'Kriyasa L'Hashem. V'gam B'yodei Las is Tshuva Afiru Al Aveira She'giyav Him Amidas Nechtam. So this is the time, even Yochid is Bechinas Tzibur, and you can do Tshuva and Averis that are stains on him. That's the Maila of the Mea Tshuva. Now we see the whole Inyan of Chesima and Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. It's to establish if a person is Nichtam or not. If is he stained or not? What's the Inyan that Chazal say that if a person has most of the Tzchuy, is a Tzadik, most of the Chuy, is a Rosha, 50-50 is a Beinoni. The Indian is that there are two koichas in a person. There's koich ha-tov and koich ha-ra. Somebody was adopted for himself that the koich ha-ra is only a koich lios miut. Koich ha-tov is the rov. And when the koich ha-ra is misgaber, it still can't be a rov. Because whenever the rov is misgaber, the tov is misgaber l'umaso lios ha-rov. So it's the hefet, the koich ha-ra is misgaber. And it's always the Rav. And when even the Tov tries to be Mizgavir, but the Ra is always going to overcome the Tov, and it's going to be the Rav. And sometimes a person has two koichas which are equal. A person is not primarily good, he's not primarily bad. When the tov is misgaber, the rov is misgaber kenegdo, it's 50-50. So it's a mahus of a person. Where is he holding? Is he mostly on the, is the ra'anim better, stronger, or the tovanim stronger? And therefore a person is the matrega, that the tov is misrabebo, is a tzaddik, even though bevada, he has to tshuva on every sin. That's mashanagea the protius hadova. Alibayim lodun alav leiz is sugu shayich and sugu tzaddik. And the noisin shu tzaddik, is a tzaddik, is mostly good. Somebody whose nature is that he's mostly ra, and until he does tshuva, he's bechinas rosha, bechay nishu mechtsa mechtsa, he's a beinoni. Al shebasori yom, he's bein roshoni yom kippur, he does tshuva, al kopanam al iza aveirot, so magia li es betchuna shatoiv, He's a Rosh until he does tshuva. The Torah has to be misgaber, even if he's Beinoni, even if he's 50-50. Still, he's still b'sug Rosh because he's not mostly good. V'chein mushu mechtsu mechtsu Beinoni, makomo gamkin makoimus, nechon is a Beinoni. But since the Ra isn't stronger in him, he can't go with the tzaddikim. It's by Sarah Yom Shvin Roshan Yom Kippur, if he does tshuva, and some averis, and then the Tov becomes the Roiv by him, so then he's Nechtam L'chaim, then he's B'mamad HaTzaddikim, otherwise he's Nechtam L'misa. And Mekoymoy B'mamad HaRishayim, V'zeo Nechtam L'Ovrim. So there's no kasha why he doesn't say that he has to do more mitzvahs in these days and become rabbi zchuyas. Because somebody who's tchum is mechza on mechza, even if he does mitzvahs, so the tzad ha-ra is going to be misgaber, and it's going to make him 50-50, it's going to be machshel min averos ad kedei mechza. And he has no other eitzah, the only eitzah is to do tshuva. Al kopanam alei ze averos, and then his tchum is going to be 50-50, because again, a beinon needs a person, when he does mitzvahs, the tzad ha-ra is misgaber, and then he does the equal amount of averos. So therefore, what a person has to do is, as the tshuva, making him a ruboy toiv. Because a person who's begether bainanets in the host state, he's 50-50, goes one way and then he goes the other way. He goes toiv, he goes ra toiv. It's equal, so therefore he has to be in a matzah where the toiv is the roiv. And that's the only way he can do that is by doing tshuva. And that's what the Rambam means, that like Abe Benam is totally in tshuva. Since the mishpat is what miflaga he shaykh to what party? Is he in the tzaddik party or the non tzaddik party? So therefore he has to be a ruboy schuyos. And the only way to change your nature, and that's what he has to do to be in the tzaddik party, is by doing tshuva. Aber man neuro ve oyo im hevdel ve mish zeich leos mekoyim ben atzadik im haim shuv ben zchuyos shuze betuch shebuchol hashani ye bemamet ze shlo yipol shod begamri tachas rachas shon yara tov yetzot tomer al yoyna וחלקי בין הצדיקים, ראו מה זה, מה גודל האוסוין, שנכתם ונכתם ליאס טונית בין הראשיים גרולו, מה רב והבושה שמגיע מזה ולהם. וזוס יסדריס, כל אחד לרוימים, אס עצמוי, להגיע לידי תכונת צדיק, שיתויב מסרה בעצלו לפרוטו לבתשובה. זה ביג בושה לבין in the category of the ראשיים, ומה נמיד לקטגוריה לצדיקים. ירוצוין שיוסים חלקנו עם הצדיקים, תפילוסיינו שאנו מספעלם בכל יום נשים חלקנו ממוהם ואיבן ולוי נבו איש כי וחוב ותוכנו תפילי הכל השונה באויצו ימאמת שנעלה וניתור לדעת הארץ עצמנו ביום הקודש והנורא יום הכיפורים הבוא עלינו וטויבו והדבורם היו מרוי ממם אס הנפש Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweet friends.